Oh, okay, it's working. Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 4th of April, 1969. And I think it's Bruce's birthday. I'm not sure, but I think Bruce has a birthday today. Tomorrow is my first day off in 2 weeks. And I am tired and very, very happy that I will have the day off. I just want to test this machine, make sure it's working. Yeah, she's working. I don't remember when I taped you last. I know it was a few days back. But it has been a very, very, very hectic week. I am dead tired. My feet are sore, really aching. But I feel very good about it, Duchess. I was not happy when I first came here, simply because of the conditions of everything, the hooch, the club, the relationship between the gals. And it's very hard for me to make a tape about it because you can hear a normal speaking voice from the next room, and I don't want to be criticizing the girls or the situation here knowingly, knowing that they can overhear what I'm saying. So tonight both girls are working and I have about a half hour or so before they come back. But it was really a rotten, stinking mess to come into because they had three gals here. Marie Adler, I guess she's in her 50s somewhere, I don't know. She plays the absent-minded professor type. She can't remember what she does from 1 minute to the next. She has no idea what is happening in the club. In other words, everybody's doing things around her and over her and under her and behind her, but she doesn't see anything, or at least she says this. I ask her for a file or a report. Oh, let's see now, where did I file that? Or, I'm not sure we have that. You know, there's no records in file of anything. Sloppy from the word go. I think I had mentioned originally some of the things we saw when we first came. The club had not been secured at night. People sleeping in the club she didn't even know about. She said it was the first time it ever happened. Turns out they'd been sleeping there for weeks. Nothing as far as dusting or cleaning the place. We have these six marmosons that are completely and totally worthless. But the men, we have three now full-time GIs assigned to the club. And I got that changed a few days back. There were three to the club, but two of them were pulling guard, so they'd get every other day off or something like this. Well, I asked that they be assigned full-time so I could have more manpower to run the club. It's a very big club. As I say, it's one of the biggest here in Vietnam, and it takes a lot of people for the hours we're operating under. The club was open from 10 to 10, 10 in the morning to 10 at night. I've changed that. I have opened it from 1 to 10 because there are so many projects that should be done in that club to make it a better place to serve the men in any recreational style that we may wish to do. And it's just unbelievable. But I have done many, many things, and I'm not pinning a rose on me, so to speak, because anybody who had proper training in this job, had any responsibility or pride in their work, I'm sure would do the same thing. It was very hard to do a great deal while Marie was still here because I think I embarrassed the woman enough as it was, and I didn't mean to. I felt extremely sorry for her, but constantly, as I say, things were not available for me to see simply because she either hadn't done them or she had done them, excuse me, she had done them but hadn't kept a file copy. Marie left on, what was it, Monday was her last day, and today is Friday. She left this area Monday, and she left Vietnam a couple of days later, but I have made many, many changes, and what pleases me so much about it is that I know what I'm doing. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind what has to be done, and that's a very nice feeling. I can't, and again, don't interpret this as a sense of bragging, because it's not, Duchess. It's for being appreciative, and I must write this to Ruth, because I give full credit to Ruth Manson for the meticulous training that she shoved down our throats every day that we were in Korea. I can see a difference when people have not been trained the proper way. They don't even know how to go about doing things. They don't want to know. If your supervisor is sloppy, and as I say, Marie was extremely sloppy, almost to the point where incompetent, inefficient, so that the two girls under her, of course, would know better. It would be a lot of little details to go into, Duchess, but to me, they're very important. I mean, I had a meeting right away and told them the past is no longer going to be the same. I mean, the future is no longer going to be the same as the past, that what has taken place will not exist. I told them their work is sloppy, from paperwork to their programs, to their files, to the cleanliness of their hooch and of their service club. I have not made all changes in one night. It's going to take me a couple of months. But I have put the wheels in progress. I have sat for hours and discussed these problems with some of the important people on compound. I have cried out for help, support from the compound, and I have promised to take care of my internal situation. Wait, there's the telephone. I'll be right back. Hi, Duchess. I'm back again. That phone call, I had two phone calls before I could get back on this tape. First, it was Bill Cornwell or something. I don't know. He's a colonel of the 15th TC. You know, I haven't got the units down straight yet. I mean, it's very hard for me because we have so many units on this compound, plus all these Thai units, that I get very mixed up. So he called up just to see what I was doing and would I invite him over for a drink and all this good stuff. He's very, very friendly. And I said no, that I was filthy dirty, and I am. I just got home a few minutes ago. So I no sooner put the phone down, it rang again, and it's this other colonel. I've only met these men, you know, like once or twice. This other colonel, Bill Carter, and he is in charge of the 10th, 11th Logistical Support Command. And he wanted to know who I was talking to on the phone. So I told him somebody by the name of Bill, and I'll be damned, the two of them aren't sitting together having a drink, see, and they wanted me to come over. And I said, and that's dirty poo. One calls and the other one calls and, you know, makes out like he doesn't know what's happening. And, oh boy, I get myself in the middle of these things. This other fellow, Bill Carter, he took me to a party the other night, which surprised me no end, because they do not have officers' clubs here at all. Most of them are just open messes or just a little room or something, you know, but nothing like what we had in Korea. And I thought I'd never get to wear any clothes at all except my uniforms. But the Thai general, General Thai Wee, had a birthday party. And because Bill supports the Thais in this area, he was invited, and maybe three or four other American officers. But all the others were Thais. And he took me as his guest. And one of the other officers, Delane Simpson, I think his name is, he took another girl that I met who works in another club, very nice girl, Laura Batzer or something. Anyway, it was just the two of us as far as American females went, and they did have some Vietnamese women in. But it was a very pleasant evening, this birthday party. Let's see, that was on, maybe it was Wednesday night. Tuesday night? I don't know, Duchess, but we went and we had a marvelous time. The Thai food is just as hot, if not hotter, than the Korean food, and my tongue was nearly burned off because you have to sample everything. And this Bill Carter is an extremely talented dancer. Oh, I mean, he does everything fancy. You know, he swirls around and he looks like he belongs on the stage. Well, anyway, we did a lot of dancing. Of course, I'm not that good. I can follow, but I just went hysterical out on the dance floor just howling because everybody was looking at us. And he did all this dipping, you know, and I thought for sure I was going to land flat on my back. Anyway, it was a very nice evening and totally unexpected. And I felt quite honored that I would go since I had only met him once before, twice before, I guess. So anyway, that was him on the phone. He reminds me somewhat of Jack in his appearance and his mannerisms, but he's been divorced twice, has a plush apartment, where is it now? Washington, D.C., I think, yeah. Like a $38,000 apartment he paid for, you know, and then spent another $12,000, $14,000 to furnish it. Little things like that. Anyhow, maybe there's hope for social life yet. I don't know. I was convinced when I came here there wouldn't be any whatsoever because it's very difficult. Where do you go? There's no place to go. You know, same old story. And it's hard to bring them here at the Hooch because there's always somebody here, particularly with the other two gals. There's always someone popping in and out. And we just had the living room, which is just as dirty as any other room in this Hooch. I have hired a house girl. She's worked two or three days, but she doesn't seem to be too bright. She's only